How different would your life be if you could hit the back roads more often while still bringing in a healthy income? Welcome to the Roadpreneur Podcast, where I'll show you how to blend entrepreneurship with exploration, camping with more cash, and the RV lifestyle with recurring revenue that'll let you go off-grid more often. I'm your host, Kimberly Crossland, and for over a decade, I've helped hundreds of businesses get off the ground and grow behind the scenes. Now I'm bringing those strategies, marketing ideas, and copywriting expertise to the forefront through this podcast. The tips and the strategies that I'm sharing here are designed specifically for that RV lifestyle, which, as you know, has its own set of challenges, hurdles, and uphill struggles. I'm going to help you love the work you do and find that elusive balance so that you can experience more of what this crazy, beautiful world has to offer. Hit subscribe, head to roadpreneur.com to sign up and get updated on all the new episode releases. But for now, let's jump into the episode. Welcome back to the Roadpreneur Podcast. I'm Kimberly Crossland, and I want to talk to you about something that comes up a lot, a big question that I keep getting asked so many times. And that is, why have you niched down to entrepreneurship and the RV lifestyle? What makes that so different than any other type of entrepreneur? Well, on today's episode, I'm going to answer that, and I'm going to give you 5 examples about why RVing and being an entrepreneur is so much different than being any other entrepreneur, a travelpreneur, someone who has the laptop lifestyle. Yes, there's a ton of overlap. Absolutely, there is. But there is something when you bring it all together that makes RVing a little bit different than any other type of entrepreneur. So let's dive right into that. So this is the number one question that I'm asked. Why did I choose to niche down to this? Why am I creating a business specifically around helping RVers and entrepreneurs? Why not just any entrepreneur? And what's the difference between an RV entrepreneur, an RV loving entrepreneur, and any other type of travelpreneur or, you know, mompreneur, all the preneurs that are out there? What's the difference? Why am I choosing to focus specifically on the RV lifestyle? And there's good reason for it. In fact, I've got 5 reasons, and I'd love to hear your reasons. If you have any extra reasons beyond this, I would love for you to come over and join me in the Facebook group and share those reasons about why specifically your RV lifestyle makes being an entrepreneur a little bit more challenging, a little bit more difficult. But for the sake of this episode, I want to give you 5 specific ones that I have heard come up time and time and time and time again in my talks and in my conversations with people. And I also have solutions for each of them. So don't feel like I'm going to give you these problems without a solution. You've got both coming your way. So let's dive right into absolutely by far the number one thing that continuously comes up whenever you talk about being an RVer and being an entrepreneur, and that is Wi-Fi. So often we've swung this pendulum away from the brick and mortar stores and having to always be in person to now always being online. And I see this pendulum coming back to center and really living on the best of both worlds. Now, it is obviously, it's a good thing to have your business online. I'm a huge advocate of staking your claim online and creating your website, creating your social media handles, showing up consistently. But that does not mean that you have to do everything online and you always have to be connected. It actually means that you can set things up and design things in your business so that you don't have to be as on and you don't have to be as constantly tethered to your phone and your computer. The beauty of putting so much of your business online is you can actually automate a lot of your business. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this later, about how that automation can lead to setting boundaries for yourself. But for now, as you think about this through the Wi-Fi lens, through the constant connectivity lens, that can feel really daunting when you're having to carry the weight all by yourself. It can feel very daunting. You can feel like you're waiting for all the plates to crash to the floor, like you're doing this balancing act with all of them. But the reality is, you don't have to carry all those plates. You can have automations helping to carry all those plates, and the chances of them falling to the floor are a lot slimmer than if you're trying to do all the juggling all by yourself. So when it comes to Wi-Fi, yes, we have a lot of connectors and, you know, hotspots and internet signals that can help to improve our entrepreneurship and our RV lifestyle. But we can also do something else to armor ourselves a little bit more. And that is to not have to get to the campground and desperately try and set up our Starlink or desperately try and set up our hotspot or go to that one spot in the campground that has the Wi-Fi signal. Instead, what we can do is we can automate more of our business. In addition to that, we can weave our RV lifestyle into our brand story. So many people find this lifestyle so compelling and so intriguing that when we say, hey, I'm off grid right now and you probably aren't going to be able to reach me because I don't have service, but I'm going to come back online. And as soon as I do, I'm going to be in touch with you. Just having a simple automation that says that alone does a couple of things. First, it offers that instant gratification. It shows the person on the other end of that transaction that you are there, you received their money, you received their email, you received their message, but it also shows them who you are. You are a person. You are a human on the other side of this transaction, so you can build that relationship. And in doing so, you can start to have these conversation topics that will come up, or you can start to become more memorable and more magnetic because you're a little bit different in a good way. You're a little bit different in a way that makes people think, oh my goodness, I want some of that. I want to travel. I want to see the world. I want to try going off grid and camping out in the middle of the mountains or the forest. I need to hear more about that. I want to know more. And suddenly you're not just a transaction. They see you just as you see them as a person on the other side of that transaction. They also see you as a person on the other side of the business. That in and of itself can help you dramatically grow your business because now you're more fun to talk about. You're more fun to pay attention to. You're more fun to lean into because people know you. So actually, not having Wi-Fi is an open invitation to sharing your story, which is a really cool way to get attention and build your name and draw a crowd to your business. Okay, number two. This one came up recently in a few different conversations for me. And it is the logistics side of being an RVer and an entrepreneur. Being a roadpreneur means that you are juggling travel in different locations, as well as if you run a product-based business like I do and many others do from their RV, you're also running logistics. This does not always mean that you have logistics of carrying inventory with you whenever you travel. This can also mean that you're running logistics of other people connecting the dots for you in your business. For example, if you have vendors who are going to be, you know, fulfilling orders for you while you're gone, well, then you need to make sure that those orders are not only getting fulfilled, but they're also getting fulfilled to the quality that you expect and that your customers expect. And so there's a lot of logistics in there. And so often we see supply chain issues popping up. You need to make sure that you're there to, you know, set those expectations. And when they do pop up, to have a process and a plan in place for letting your customers know what's going on so they're not just left totally in the dark, feeling out of it and alone and unsure of what to do next. So as you are running the logistics for your commerce-based business, it's really about leaning into digital transformation and updating your systems so that you can make sure that there's all these fallback plans for when things are going to maybe go off course. And you know what? It happens. And it's okay that it happens. It's absolutely okay that it happens. By improving your vendor relationships, getting to know them, getting really well connected with them, and again, infusing this human element to your business, you can really make a difference and make it so that when logistical nightmares happen, because they do and they will, you have a plan in place and then you have another plan in place for when it goes wrong again. And just having those plans in place will help you sleep so much better at night and also help your business continue to move forward even when things feel like they're at a standstill. Okay, point number three, let's keep moving on because in the same way that logistics are a little bit different, so are your work hours, and this can feel a little bit difficult. So for me, I love waking up early. I am up every single day between 3:30 and 4 because that's just when I choose to wake up. I mean, some days, of course, I do sleep in, but for the most part, especially on days when I'm planning to do some work, I like to get up early and I like to get things done before the sunrise, before anybody else wakes up. This is my quiet time, and it's when I feel the most creative. Now, if I were working on somebody else's schedule, how would that really work for them? They would think, why am I waking up to a million messages? That's overwhelming. I don't want that. Or they might think, I want to get on a phone call in the afternoon, but at that point, I'm already done with my work and I'm out adventuring and I don't want to have to come back and sit on Zoom. So you working unusual work hours is a little bit of a hassle, you know, something we have to consider when we're making our processes and when we're, you know, forming these ideas for how we're going to structure our business. So I was having a conversation with somebody the other day and they asked me, they said, Kimberly, I really want to offer this kind of a maintenance plan where somebody can call on me a certain amount of times throughout the year. They pay the annual fee and they're in and I've got that recurring revenue, but I don't want to have to get on the phone for hours and hours and hours at a time. Really, I know I can solve most of their problems within half an hour. So we designed a system together where they were able to connect to a calendar, to this person's calendar. They can set their travel days. They can set their preferred work hours. And then they can go and say, here's my schedule. Book your time. You've got this many phone calls per year. So when something does come up, here's my schedule. Book that time and you can get on my schedule and we'll connect and I will solve that problem. They now feel in control. The expectation that there's a boundary in place is already set for them and for you as a business owner. So you don't have to have that uncomfortable conversation about those work hours. You can instead go out and say, this is how I operate. And they'll respect that. And they'll appreciate that because it's logical. It makes sense. And the boundaries, like I said, are set. So if you are worried about unusual work hours, if you're worried about these pop-up meetings in the afternoon, guess what? Being an RVer and being an entrepreneur means that you get to set your own work schedule. The roadpreneur life means that you get to decide when you're working. And the way that we present it to our clients will make it so that they don't even think twice about worrying about different time zones and different, you know, all these different time slots that they're able to choose from because you've made it very clear and very easy for them to find a time that will also work for them. They feel empowered and you're empowered. It's this beautiful, you know, combination of empowerment between the business and the consumer that makes everything feel a lot better. Okay, let's go to number four. And number four is all about a lack of space. Now, when I say a lack of space, I mean this in two different ways. If you are a business that carries inventory, obviously a lack of space is a big deal in an RV. We don't have a lot of cabinet space. We don't have a lot of weight that we can be adding to our rig. Space is a huge issue, especially the smaller you get. So if you are living the van life, well, then obviously space is a huge deal. But I don't just mean it for carrying inventory because I've already kind of tackled that in point number two. You can do print on demand. You can do drop shipping. You can coordinate with vendors to do your logistics for you. What I mean when I say a lack of space is a lack of dedicated workspace. Yes, maybe you have somewhere that you fold out the table and or you sit at your dinette. Wherever it is that you do your work, it'll often change. So will the views. So will the distractions. So will those temptations to go outside. So those temptations to, you know, turn on the TV that's just a few inches away and watch a show instead. The lack of space can be a distraction in and of itself. Even though we're out in the open space, it can be a distraction. So the best way that I like to approach this is I like to have a specific to-do list, a specific system, so that when I do sit down at my computer, I'm not left wondering, what am I going to work on? I feel motivated. I'm here. I'm ready to work. Now, what am I going to do? I like to plan out my days and have that system, that weekly, that daily, that monthly, quarterly system where I can map out my to-do list more clearly and in a way that feels really good and obvious about what I need to be doing. So that in those moments when I sit down and I'm thinking to myself, I know I'm ready to work and I need to get something done, I know where to focus. I know exactly where my attention goes. More on that in a second. Let's tackle number five, though, before I get to my solution for the lack of space, because they kind of work hand in hand. So the final big hurdle that I hear from roadpreneurs most often is this mindset concern. And mindset comes up for all entrepreneurs. I have yet to meet an entrepreneur that, I mean, and I've talked to very successful entrepreneurs and I've talked to startups. I've talked to everyone in the middle. I've talked to a lot of people in the middle. And I've heard it from everybody. The same thing, keeping your mindset strong as you're in the face of rejection, as you're feeling this misalignment in your business, as you are making changes, making pivots, and you're worried about what are people going to think of me? What's my family going to think of me? What are my friends going to think of me? What if I fail? These questions weigh so heavily on ourselves And it can be such a challenge and such a chore to have to overcome that mindset when you're going it alone. But as roadpreneurs, we're often going it alone. Entrepreneurship in and of itself is a lonely journey. You add in this location independence where you don't have a lot of people surrounding you, or maybe sometimes the people you do have surrounding you, like your spouse, don't always encourage you in the way that you need to be encouraged. And I don't say that in a bad way, but I do say that in a way that we need to recognize that our mindset, our motivation is very different from person to person, and that's okay. But what you do need in those moments is you need a community there to buoy you back up, to help you to hold up the mirror for yourself and say, you're doing a great job. Here's what you're doing really, really well. And these improvements are just going to make things better. Good for you for noticing that things are off. Let's celebrate the rejection. Let's celebrate the no's. Let's celebrate the things that are not working, because they're going to act as those guardrails to get you back on track. Or of course, to use a road analogy, to get you back on the highway towards your entrepreneurial goals. Now that can feel a lot better as you just have somebody kind of talk you down from the swirl that you're going in mentally, where you can feel very, very, very overwhelmed. So let's talk about the solution to those last two, the space, knowing where to show up and how to show up, and the community, having those people around you to talk to and to get to know you and to be there to be your supporter when things are feeling so heavy and so difficult. I have created that space and I am so incredibly proud of it, because it has been influential for me, this process, and I have seen the impact that having that community around you can have on your mindset, on your productivity, on and everything, on your sales, on your growth, on everything. And that's exactly why I designed the Roadpreneur Experience. Now, I just launched this and I'm incredibly proud of how it's coming together. Inside the Roadpreneur Experience, what you get each and every month are printouts of how you can do business. It shows you exactly where to show up every single day, what to do every single day. You can make sure you're consistently making progress in your business without burning yourself out, and that you are continuously showing up prolifically. And there's a community that goes along with it. So if you ever want those connections, they're right there waiting for you. 24 hours a day, you can drop a question in. You can say, I'm having trouble, I'm feeling down, and get picked back up again. Have those people to cheerlead you through this crazy wild journey called entrepreneurship, called roadpreneurship, whatever label you want to put on it. It is a crazy wild journey and they will be there for you throughout it. So I have a whole podcast episode that I talked about last week that outlines all the fun nitty gritty that's inside of it. So if you're at all curious, you can go and listen to that, or you can just go to roadpreneur.com/experience and jump in. It's only $27 a month. And I'm telling you, the impact from it is absolutely huge. I would love to see you inside. And most importantly, I would love to help you walk alongside you as you overcome these five specific hurdles of being a roadpreneur: the bad Wi-Fi, the logistics, the unusual work hours that we tend to work, our lack of space, both mentally and physically, and our mindset when things go wrong, not feeling so alone. If that sounds like you, then come and join us, roadpreneur.com/experience, and I would love to see you inside. In the meantime, I will be seeing you next week. As always, if this podcast episode helped you in any way, I would be so incredibly grateful if you'd share it with a friend, or if you'd leave me a 5-star review, because those reviews go a really long way with getting more people to find the podcast, and then of course, to help me continue to deliver these kinds of messages each and every week. All right, guys, I will see you next week, or I'll show up here next week for you. I cannot wait to hear how you're doing, and I hope to see you inside the Roadpreneur Experience. Bye, everybody.